10 years ago, some Calvary folk got together and they wrote a history of this church for her 150th anniversary. I'm rereading the book for the third time. It's finally sinking in. Since I know so many of the people mentioned in the book now, and I know all of the writers. So when I came here, I did not quite get the Fruitcake Project, which now, for those of you who've been here for a while, know you shorthand to just Fruitcake. When is Fruitcake going to happen? That's how we say it. But because of this book and because of your stories, I have a much better grasp of the importance of that tradition that went on from here from 1939 until 2014. Yet, just a week ago, I was in an appointment across the way over here, and one of the younger nurses in the room asked me, when they asked, you know, what do you do, where do you live, that's how we do it there, right? They asked me if Calvary was that church that did the fruitcakes. When I first came here, I didn't quite understand about the deep tradition of a formation and worship, the history and legacy of youth ministry here at Calvary. When I first came here, I didn't really understand or even really think about the enormous impact that women have had on this community since its very founding. Literally a few days after the founding of this church, the women started working through mission and through fundraising. I didn't realize until I read the book for the third time that the music program, Brian wrote the chapter on the music program, started here before there even was a permanent place to gather to worship. Parents who are in this room, did you know that parents before you have been convincing their children to sing in this choir since 1889. So if you're feeling burdened by that, you need to know that generations before you did the same thing. Altar Guild of Calvary, your ancestors started this work in 1912. Now, the rules for joining the guild back in those times were incredibly strict. You would have worn uniforms, by the way, but the work that those people did was exactly the same as the work that you do now. Because of this history book and because of your stories, I know much more than I used to. Today is Holy Cross Day, our feast day at Calvary. We were planted here in the imaginations of the earliest settlers in Rochester, and we were planted here in reality in 1862 when the first red bricks were laid for what is called, was called Calvary Chapel. And you know what? I think that matters. We have some pride about our history and our heritage and our tradition and our work in this neighborhood. Not false pride, because Calvary has had its ups and its downs, just like every other church has had. We engage in conversations even today, important, critical even, wondering what God is calling us to do and to be in the years ahead as the institution of the church is undergoing such radical change. I don't think that it really matters so much that we have nostalgia, because nostalgia is famously unreliable. But it does matter that we in 2019 sit on a firm foundation of faith, hope, trust, and very hard work, all centered around the name Calvary, which signifies the cross of Christ, which tells of Christ crucified, died and raised to new life on the third day. This firm foundation of Calvary is in our DNA, and it matters. It matters that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, of saints that came before us who lived through good times and through very bad times, yet persisted. It matters that as our neighborhood changed from a sleepy prairie farm town to a bustling center of medical work, hope, research, and discovery, it matters that Calvary has remained true to our mission of the cross of Christ, which is to preach the gospel to all people and to welcome anyone who is seeking God or quiet or peace or solace into her doors, and to be a place of spiritual oasis in the name of Christ to all who are seeking. It matters. If you are a guest here today, know that you walk in the steps of thousands of people before you who have found this holy place to be liminal space, thin space, a place where the Holy Spirit shows herself to be real and where earth and heaven sometimes join. This is the truth. The work of the gospel, the work of the gospel of Christ, is done through each one of us, through individuals, but it is also done through community. And that work has best found its expression through the community of the church, which is far from perfect and which often stumbles. But since the community of the church is the body of Christ, it belongs to God and not to humans. And it persists because God persists, even as it morphs, lives, and sometimes dies before finding new life, because God's church matters in this world. It matters to every person who's seeking the truth of the divine creator. It matters. It matters that Calvary is a community that holds space, holds the tension of space for wandering, wondering, and wounded people. It matters that we come together no matter what to share in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread that feeds us. It matters that we pray together, that we confess together, and that we are absolved together. And it really matters that our children know that they are welcome here, that they are beloved here, and that they can safely be who God created them to be in this place. Calvary matters. And you matter. You matter. Whether you come to sit in the pew week after week just trying to find your way, or whether you only come once, you matter. Whether you offer your ministry of time and love to teach our four-year-olds or our middle school and Sunday school, whether you serve as a warden of the church, or do you just come a couple of times to wash the windows, you matter. If you sing in the choir, if you act as an usher, a reader, a chalice bearer, if you take the communion out from this place to people who can't be here anymore, you matter. If you work in the background, behind the scenes, if you clear the coffee cups on a Sunday morning, if you're the one who stays after everybody else has gone to wipe the handprints off the altar rail, you matter. If you find yourself fixing a broken drawer in the kitchen, if your job is to order the communion wine, or if you find yourself making endless schedules of volunteers, you matter. If you open yourself up to be vulnerable in your ministry, if you plan yoga or work on labyrinth walks, if you write prayers, help me plan liturgy, you matter. If you drive your family out the door to get here on a Sunday morning like a cowboy wrangling calves, you matter. If you can barely make it here some days because everything hurts and you have recently moved from walking to walking with a cane to walking with a walker, you matter. If you are one who gathers to pray intentionally with others, or if you plan the budget, or if you serve on the vestry, or if you help me think about stewardship, if you offer your opinion to me, asked for or not asked for, you matter. So I recently discovered that somebody here has 5-year-old fruitcake frozen in their freezer. And they parcel it out one tiny slice at a time. You matter. Even if that's a little bit odd, you matter. You matter to your family, to this place, to the neighborhood, to your job, and to the world. And you matter to me. And it matters that God is still speaking here and that the Holy Spirit lifts the hearts of the joyful and the bereaved here. You matter. Your stories matter. I see what you are doing here. I see you and Julian hiding in the background, who is our thurifer. I see you. I see what you do, Julian. I see you, Catherine. I see you, Colleen and Eva and Rob and Bill. I see you. I know what you do, and you matter to me. And sometimes your love for this place is so strong that my heart wants to burst. And I'm glad we have some heart doctors in this place. But the best news, the good news, is that you matter to God. God has given you life. God has given you purpose. God has given you work to do. People to love, and people who love you. You matter to God. You are loved by God. And in this place, by God's grace, you will always know that. To God be the glory. Happy Holy Cross Day. Amen.